DNA testing still needs to be conducted, but Baton Rouge authorities believe they have found the remains of 15-year-old Jadarius Miniweather, whose body ended up in a landfill in Zachary. East Baton Rouge Parish Mayor Sid Edwards says the odds were stacked against them.
Someone told me that the success rate of finding someone in a landfill is 12% or less nationally. They didn't count Baton Rouge. They didn't count these people up here and all our agencies from Baton Rouge. They didn't count that.
Search crew spent 36 days combing through trash and debris looking for Miniweather, who authorities believe was beaten to death by 51-year-old Maurice Parms. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected an Angola death row inmate's attempt to avoid execution for killing two people at a Baton Rouge restaurant in 1995. Todd Wessinger is arguing that his court-appointed attorneys did not provide him effective counsel during his 1997 murder trial. But Circuit Court Judge Don Willett described Wessinger's argument as a clever attempt. Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association President Tommy Fauché is hailing the latest offshore lease sale a success, as 12 companies submitted 69 bids totaling $100 million.
What we've seen just in these last couple of years in the second Trump administration is federal policy helping provide certainty for the company so that they know that if they make the investments, they're going to see return.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.